Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I started having sex for the first time recently, but I haven't ejaculated yet. I'm new to this, so maybe it takes time, but is this something I should be worried about?
You've hit on an issue that many young men experience when they are new to sex, the issue of not ejaculating during vaginal intercourse. We don't know how common it is for men who are new to sex to find it difficult to ejaculate. However, this does often improve over time and with experience, so it is likely that your body will soon respond in this way to sex. A common reason this may happen is that vaginal intercourse feels significantly different for a man compared to masturbation. Sometimes men find that it takes their body some time to get used to responding to vaginal stimulation. Some men find that it helps them to begin varying their masturbation routine as a way of teaching their bodies to respond to different types of stimulation. For example, you might try using a good deal of lubricant during masturbation and then another time not using much lubricant at all. Experimenting with different hand positions or different intensities of touch or rhythms may be helpful too. If you're using a condom with your girlfriend, then you might even try masturbating with a condom on your penis. Condoms add a whole new element to how sex feels, and you might find it helpful to get used to the feel of a condom on your penis in this way. If the condom is too loose or too tight on your penis, consider looking for a snugger size condom or a larger size condom so that it feels comfortable and secure on your penis. You might also try using a lubricant during sex, which can contribute to more comfortable, pleasurable sex for women and men. This is particularly true if you two are using condoms. To use a lubricant, add a small dab about the size of a dime to the outside of the condom after it is already on your penis. Using a lubricant with a condom can help to reduce friction, which not only makes for more pleasurable sex, but can also reduce the risk of condom breakage. Aside from the physical aspects of sex, psychological aspects are important too. You might consider whether any anxieties might be getting in the way of your ejaculation. To what extent are you concerned about pregnancy or infection risk? If you're concerned about either, what steps have you two taken to reduce your risk? Also, how are you feeling in terms of your readiness to have sex and your comfort and ability to relax with each other? These feelings are important to many men's and women's ability to enjoy sex in a pleasurable way and to experience orgasm. Consider, too, whether you are putting pressure on yourself or feeling stressed about needing to perform a certain way in order to please your girlfriend or be a good lover. These stressors get in the way of pleasure and orgasm for men at times. To learn more about ways to improve your sexual experiences and relationship issues, consider reading The New Male Sexuality by Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.